Yep. Just wanted to brief you a little bit about our preparations for what we anticipate will be a major event. There's a big swath of nasty snow and ice that's moving up the East Coast, and we anticipate we'll start wreaking havoc here in the state of Maryland tonight, probably around 10 o'clock. But this will be a 24-hour event, and we cannot say with great precision exactly where the line of ice will fall in this event. But what we do know is that everybody should be anticipating a 24-hour snow and ice event coming to our state. So I am joined here by Kevin Simmons, who is the Deputy Director for Emergency Management here in Annapolis. To his left is Ken Maletti, who is our Director of MEMA. And you will soon be shuffling off for a long winter's night up at Camp Frederick. And to my left is Abby Hopper, who is the head of our Maryland Energy Administration. Let me share a few things with you. And as far as our own preparations, we have salt at 100% capacity. We have some 2,700 different pieces of equipment between SHA and private contractors. And we also have been in touch with all of our utility companies, Pepco, BGE, and they have been bringing in crews and having crews at the ready for this big event. Because of the cold, let me switch and talk about things that neighbors can do. Because of the cold and the extremely cold temperatures, we are seeing an extra burden on the energy grid. So we ask people to please be very cognizant of your energy use. Let me say that in English instead. We're asking people to please do everything they can to reduce their energy use in this time. That will take some strain off the grid. With an event like this, with the potential for as much ice as it could bring, our big concern is downed power lines, power outages, and the havoc that all of that will wreck on fallen limbs and trees and the power grid. We have up on the chart over here the MEMA power outage map, which I have on speed dial through each of these events, and you can go down to a zip code view and see where the outages are happening and, most importantly, how they're getting restored. There's also a chart up above which shows you the spikes over time. So that was the last event that we had. When was that? Was that 4 days ago?
Yes.
All right. So that was the last event we had. And so that shows you on a simple XY time-space continuum where we are. So what should neighbors do? Neighbors should stay off the roads. At 10 p.m. tonight, we're urging citizens to stay off the roads. If you do not have to travel, don't travel. This is going to be a nasty, wet, icy event here in Maryland that will go on for 24 hours. If you must be on the road, ensure that your vehicle has at least half a tank of gas, clear windows, all of those good common sense things. You should let family and friends know your route. Always carry a fully charged cell phone. What else can we tell people? Bottled water, non-perishable foods, blankets, flashlights, good time to check on all of those things. We've already begun some pre-treatment of the roads. You'll see crews that are out there and in position to clear the roadways once the snow starts. In the meantime, as if the roads weren't salty enough, we're putting another layer of salt. What else can I share with you? Please visit your local government website for the most up-to-date and specific information about shelters and closures. We have no shelters open at this time. I mean, that's something that's in the dynamic of the event that if we need to, we can. You can follow, you can also visit the www.mema.maryland.gov for additional information. And you can follow MEMA on Twitter, at MDMEMA. So I think I covered all of that, huh? Ken, anything you want to add that I didn't talk about? You want to talk about the level of alert that we're going on and what's going to be going on at MEMA?
Thank you, Governor.
The Maryland Emergency Management Agency will be at full capacity at 2000 tonight. We've been tracking this storm for the last 3 days. We're working closely with our local partners. When I leave here, we'll have another 3 o'clock weather call to take any issues that may come up from our local partners like Chief Simmons here. And so we're just planning for the worst and hoping for the best.
As my wife said this morning when we were watching the morning news, she said, you know, if they name a snowstorm, you know it's got to be pretty bad. So it's not every snowstorm that gets a name. So this is a big storm, and it has potential to do a lot of damage, especially depending on where that line of ice falls as it moves its way up 95. Questions?
Ken, my notice better. Last Wednesday there was a big ice storm, thousands of people lost power. Is anybody still without power after that?
We can pull up and tell you, in fact. On our, let me see.
Go to the zip. The fact that they're all green means that people are not out of power. I can tell you there's 8 people that are still out of power in Frederick. I can tell you there's 1 person still out of power in Carroll County. And there are 16 people out of power.
That may not even be related to the storm.
It is not. There was full restoration from last week.
Can you go to the zip code? Zip code is just showing all green, too. Pretty much everybody's going to show.
Are you satisfied with the way the utilities have been handling this winter? I mean, in terms of getting the outages and everything like that, there have been, you know, some will say, whenever you lose power, it can never come back fast enough. But are you satisfied with that?
Abby, you want to talk about some of those things?
Sure. So, you are right. When people experience power outages, it's never comfortable, especially when it's severe weather. They're very cold. I think we have learned a lot from the storms we've had in the past, so we have great communication with all of our utilities. We, days in advance, are talking to them several times a day. They are bringing in resources from out of state to the best that they can. So what happens a lot is they restore sort of the big jobs, the big ticket items, and it's the folks that are out are really at the end of the line, and sort of it's those one restoration at a time, and those can be very time-consuming.
But we also put some performance measurement things in place, right?
Absolutely. There are they do have restoration requirements in terms of time to restore, how to communicate with their customers, what kind of communications they can have. So
I think that was kind of the call of your question, right? Are they hitting those metrics?
Yes, they are hitting those metrics.